Thank you for tuning in online right now at WDKX.com. I'm Tariq Spence from the Wake Up Club. Today's special guest on this edition of WDKX podcast is the Rochester Chief of Police, LaRon Singletary. Now, LaRon grew up in Rochester, wanted to become a police officer, but we started off our conversation with why. What was the one thing that kind of compelled you from becoming sort of someone interested in being a Rochester police officer to becoming a Rochester police officer to now becoming chief?
It was basically, you know, like I said, growing up in Rochester, seeing the police every day with regard to in a positive light. Mm-hmm. My dad buying me a police scanner, mm-hmm. and my brother was an athlete, so my dad brought me the police scanner. He brought him the football, and just being on a bicycle, going to call, and realizing this is what I want to do. I like the action. I like the excitement. I didn't want to sit behind a desk all day long. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go out there and help people and be the part of the change that I wanted to see in this community, and that's what it was about for me.
Really? So it was a police scanner? How old were you when you got the police scanner?
Ooh, my dad started young. I was probably about 8 years old. And I remember my grandmother always having one in her bedroom. Before she went to sleep at night, she used to always turn that scanner on and know what was going on around the city. It was just intriguing and fascinating to her. So that probably was a part of it too, even younger than when I was in there. So my grandmother having that scanner on the bed and listening to that every single night. And it sounded like just action, action, action. And like I said, I knew I didn't want to work behind a desk all day long.
Well, it's interesting because I don't, you know, a lot of chiefs do their job differently. And there's nothing against any other previous police chief or anybody else who does it in any other town. But I see you out and about a lot. Like, more so out than I would say in.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you're really out. There are times where you're not only out and about in this community, but you'll go out to find out, okay, what are other communities doing? What new initiatives can we bring now into Rochester and improve this city?
Yes, I'm always putting pressure on my command staff to go out and get training, because we need to see what other departments are doing great, and we also need to see what other departments are not doing so well, so that way we can kind of stay away from it. But, you know, I'm always trying to look and see what we can do better to make our city better. And this is a business. I always talk about the police department is a business, and I'm the CEO, and it starts with me. And we deliver a customer service, although different than the, you know, a typical customer service, but I always talk about Wegmans. You know, when you walk into Wegmans, there's a certain level of customer service that the customer expects from the employee, and there's a certain level of customer service that the employee is expected to give to the customer. It should be no different in the police department. That's what I preach throughout.
Well, what's interesting about what's going on now is the initiative, and this started, I want to say, maybe when the mayor first came in, Mayor Lovely Warren, of trying to get people from Rochester to be a part of the Rochester Police Department, whether they went to college and are coming back, or they grew up in this community where they want to see a difference, like you said. Or people that are kind of like, I've done this, I've done that, but I've always had this calling and wanted to be a part of something that will help this city change. Because you could actually see downtown Rochester, parts of Rochester. You were talking about La Marqueta. You were talking about all the different things, the inner loop. You can see the change. And I can tell there are a lot of people out there that want to be a part of, hey.
Right.
This
right.
city's starting to come up.
Yeah, and you know what? Part of that is you have to be the cheerleader, right? Because if you're not a cheerleader for it, mm-hmm. you know, who is going to be? And I think what we have to do, who better knows Rochester than the people who are from Rochester, mm-hmm. right? And so that's what I'm trying to do, is get people from the community and understand, get them to understand that this is a noble profession still, mm-hmm. that we can still go out there and make a difference and, you know, be part of the change that you want to see and help contribute to that process. And, you know, we want a department that reflects the community. We want qualified applicants, and we're going to go out there and get them wherever we can.
What is the initiative right now to try to get more people into the Rochester Police Department? I know that there's a constant push for more diversity. Right. So what is RPD doing right now? What's the city doing right now?
Well, right now we're trying to connect with our youth, build bridges. We're working with the Rochester City School District on a Career Pathways of Public Safety program and getting a more of a stronghold and a footprint within that program, and introducing our career, our job, to younger individuals in this community and get them to understand the benefits, the qualifications. You can come out here and make six figures and come to the job, and we'll pay for you to go back to college, you know, because college is important. Education is important. That was always instilled in me. So we want people to come on the job with that understanding, that the benefits that are crucial in our department. So it's about building bridges, connecting with youth, and really getting people to understand that this is a noble profession still, no matter what you hear out there in the social media world or what you see on TV. I mean, we recruit from the general population, right? We're humans. People make mistakes. But accountability is what I'm preaching.
Speaking of which was just huge, I know a lot of people are wondering, okay, all right, he's talking about the numbers, but this is a tough job. This is a 24-hour job. This is a passion for a lot of people that go out there and protect the city going forward. That is a part of this job. You know, you look at the numbers, yeah, they look great, but this is also something where people are going to very stressful situations to try to de-escalate, to try to save, to try to do what they can going forward. And, you know, people are relying on that 911 call and someone to show up. So you have to weed that out. If you're right. Not down with that, you cannot be a part of the Rochester Police Department.
Right. You know, you make a great point. This job, one, is not for everybody.
Yes.
You know, and there are people who come on the job who realize that they're on for a couple of weeks in the academy and they say, you know what? This ain't for me, mm-hmm. You know, and that's okay. But what we try to do is do a thorough background check on individuals to ensure that, you know, they know what's going on when they come on the job. And we want, you know, good quality candidates. And I think, like I said earlier, the best way to attract those quality candidates is word to mouth. Hearing it from my mouth as to what my experiences have been for the last 19 and a half years here in Rochester. And sometimes you have to take a deep dive within yourself and get involved, get behind a police car, go out there and try it. You know, go do a ride-along with a police officer. We welcome that and we encourage that. You know, what better way to see it than on the field, on the first lines, you know? So do it right along and see what it's about. You know, we welcome that. We encourage that before you sign up for something that you may think is a waste of your time. But I guarantee you, once you sign up, once you talk to a police officer, it won't be a waste of your time.
What sort of drives you? I mean, I know you're from this community and you could go anywhere you want, do just about anything you want. What drives you to get up sort of every day to do this job, Laurent? Like, this is not one of those. You are literally a phone call away from some devastating news. You know what I mean? And when it rings, you answer it. Why?
Yeah, I tell you what. You know, sometimes this job is tough. But, you know, it's the hope that I think you must have for the city. It's the continual things that you see every day that we can be better as an organization to go out there and try to make the community better. And I think, you know, every day there's somebody that says, you're doing a good job, Chief. Keep it up. And sometimes when you're sitting in the chair with all the pressure that's on you, sometimes you don't feel like you're moving the needle at all. But when you hear people say, thank you for what you do, you're doing a good job. Or when they come up to you and say that I ran into this officer, I saw what this officer did, I just want to let you know. And I get emails like that. Mm-hmm. And they say, you know, I know you hear about the bad all the time, but I think it's important that you hear about the good that your officers are doing as well. So that's what keeps me motivated. Certainly being from Rochester, you know, I have a special place in my heart for this city. But yeah, there are days. I mean, I'm human. It gets tough, but I have a great team. I have a great staff, and I believe I have a great department that goes out there and protect and serve. And I think I have laid out a mission, a vision, and values for this department that allows our police officers to make good decisions day in and day out.
If I'm someone in, you know, I've got a family in Rochester and I'm raising them, they live here, they go to school here, we work here, XYZ. What are some of the things that you've seen as chief that says, okay, you really need to talk to your loved ones about what's going on with blank? Like, what are some of the things that you're sort of like, man, I've had to talk to a number of different families and warn them about who their kids are in contact with, who they're hanging out with, someone that may be on their block that's you know, doing some sort of behavior that's a little bit, you know, extra. What are some of the things you would say to this community, say, be on the lookout for? And don't hesitate to let us know what's going on in your community.
I always talk about all the time, if you see something, say something, mm-hmm. and be a part of your community. Don't be afraid. I mean, the more you know, the better you're off, right? So I think it's important that you continue to engage, know your neighbors. Know your neighbors. You know, that's one of the things that it does not happen today. We go to work, we come home, we stay in those four walls, and we don't get an opportunity to have conversations. You know, but when something happens, or there is a significant incident that occurs on the street, that's when we want to come out, and that's the only time we want to have the conversation. But we need to have conversations, not just in times of crisis, but when there's nothing going on. Yeah. The more you know, the better off we will be as a community. And like I said, I'm always a phone call away. I invite people always to stop in my office. You know, people always joke and say, I'm the people's chief. But some people on my staff say that I should probably be less accessible, but I only know one way to be, and that's lead from the front.
Well, it's a good thing. Now, what are some of the other things going on with the Rochester Police Department you want the community to know? What's going on?
We have a youth advisory committee that we just started. So I said earlier, oftentimes we see across this community where we have adults in the room and the youth voices get lost. I'm working on something with Vice President of City Council Willie Lightfoot and some other members in our community. We're going to try to do a community coordinated response team after homicides occur in the city of Rochester, where we have a consistent response to every single homicide that goes on. And one, I think with that, it'll let us know with regard to, it'll let us know that what's happening in our city, as well as the support that people may receive.
Well, that's the Youth Advisory Board. How do people find out more about that? If I know somebody that sort of, you know, is a carbon copy of you and may be interested in this, and they want to be a part of something and a part of that change going forward, where do they go for the advisory board?
You can call my office, the chief's office, at 585-428-7033 or cityofrochester.gov and receive more information on it.
Okay. All right. That's good to go. Anything else that's going on other than the fact that you guys are just about everywhere within the community? I see it at schools. I see it at a number of community events. I see it's talking, too, at the forums. The number of times where you guys have gone out, whether it's bridging the gap with other police municipalities. I've seen a lot of that going on with you and Irondequoit or Rochester and Greece, or because basically the borders are right there.
You know, I tell you what, we just started a new investigation unit within our department, and we understand that crime is not atypical, right? Mm-hmm. In order for one entity to do better, we all have to do better. Yeah. And that's part of what me and Chief Rich Tantello of the Irondequoit Police Department decided to do, bridge the town of Irondequoit, city of Rochester residents, and have that conversation, because we know that, you know, we have geographical borders, boundaries, but they're invisible to certain elements in our community, right? So we must ensure that we are having those conversations, that we are talking, and we get to know our neighbors, you know, to the left, to the right, to the north, south, east, and west, right? So I think that's very important. So we're doing things like that and building relationships with the Rochester City School District. You know, I meet and talk with Superintendent Terry Date all the time about how can we be more integrated within the schools, you know, try to help out with that environment, because we talk about trauma sometimes and what individuals see in the community, and trauma is real, you know, and trauma sometimes translates into mental health. Yeah. And, you know, we try to build those relationships with our officers and the students and staff with the Rochester City School District, because you never know. Like I said earlier, in order for one entity to be better, we all must be better.
You mentioned trauma before we go. This is one of the things I talk to a lot with the people that work in the city schools. That trauma goes somewhere the next day. Sometimes it's to the school. Yes. So somebody walking into the school, you may think is a good student, nice person, experienced something that happened over the weekend or experienced something the night before, and they don't want to be at home because it happened at home or happened around their home, so they go to school, and they're not in the right frame of mind. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to figure out what they're dealing with, because there's some teenagers that are just not that forward in discussing what's going on in their home. So that communication between you guys is really important, because they're going to go somewhere for 4 or 5 hours the next day.
Right.
And it might be to school, and they might not be at 100%.
Right. And that's what it's about, building those relationships, getting to know what triggers people have, and understanding the why. And that's what we've been trying to do with our investigations in our department, as well as just day-to-day conversations, understanding the why as to why certain people, how certain people are acting, and why people do certain things, looking at the big picture.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
And thank you for those listening online at WDKX.com, the WDKX podcast. To find out what's going on in the Rochester community, a number of different things and events happening, you can always return to WDKX.com.